152. These points are not necessarily interdependent. We said at the end that there's the three stages. There's chazer over the three stages. Last four lines of the number 151. Hence, there are three stages. A person must know the whole purpose of life is to be close to Hashem. Check. Two, this knowledge must fill his heart and become his great longing. It's like das. Check. Number three, he must know that sin blocks him from this goal. That's where we are. If sin blocks us from this goal, therefore I should fear sin, meaning fear the effect that sin can have on my life and stop me from my shlemus, stop me from connecting to a Kodesh Baruch. That's the higher level of it. So number 152, these points are not necessarily interdependent. It is possible for a person to have a very great desire to be close and attached to Hashem and yet not feel that sin contradicts us. Right? The fact that sin prevents closeness to Hashem is not apparent in sense by all. You have to be sensitive. Like, why would this thing that I did, this one, okay, so I spoke one act of Lashon Hara, okay, like what's the big deal? Why is that going to prevent me from my closeness to Hashem? I was talking about that guy. I'm not even talking about Kadosh Baruch. I would never talk Lashon Hara about Hashem. So, right, so and there's many things like that. Why should this, if you're not doing anything directly, let's say, to mess up your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch, you didn't do anything too egregious, nothing too bad. You know, I flipped on a light switch. Okay. You know, the kid's like, well, why does God care? I mean, he flipped on his light switch. What does he care? He cares?
I don't understand what he's talking about.
Hey, here, listen, buddy. Just wait your turn.
Sin. We're talking about sin.
No,
well,
no.
Maybe sin.
I don't know if he's going to explain it.
So let's keep reading. Let's see if he explains what you want.
Let's go.
Cut us off after six words.
Yeah. Bechias, let's go.
You don't ask questions on Bechias.
No, I know. I'm trying to move forward, so I don't ask questions.
The fact that sin prevents closeness to Hashem is not apparent and sensed by all. All. You're the exception. It is something we must learn and understand. It requires effort to understand that in addition to making one's primary yearning, the attainment of closeness to Hashem, one should feel that sin prevents and contradicts his life's longing and goal. If we really, really believed that our life goal, overall, with everything we do, in Ruchnis and Gashmis, is to get to Dveikus Hashem, then we will do everything in our power to get to that place and do everything in our power to stay away from anything that can challenge that or prevent us that. Sin is something that can prevent us from that Dveikus. And therefore, as much as we really want Dveikus, right? We learned about wanting Dveikus. That doesn't actually mean you want Dveikus. You have to remember that. Right? Just because it says it on the page and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, that's true. Doesn't mean you're at that level yet. But when a person's truly at that level, the next piece to understand is that any sin, as slight as it is, will take you off. Right? Relationships are very, very sensitive. If you're focused on the relationship, sorry, my throat. Very often you have two people or whatever. The relationship just happens. That's just very often, just normal way of life. You meet a guy, and slowly but surely you talk, great, a relationship is built. Can't get this out. Okay. Then the external factors of the relationship are clear, right? You talk to them, you like them, you ask the person, you know, how do you feel about the, I like the person. The nuances are not felt. There's nuances that are only going to be understood and felt if you are focused in on the fact that you're having a relationship. If you're just having a relationship, it just happens. Good. The big things, you'll chop. The little minutiae, you won't. Because you're not focused on it. It's just the way of life, right? There's too many things in life to be too hyper-focused on. We'd go crazy.
Rabbi talks about this all the time.
Who does, Rabbi?
In terms of, like, you tell someone something that's not in Shulchan Aruch, like, you should do this in Avoda, and they're like, well, show me the source. He's like, okay, forget about it. Because you obviously don't, you're not holding.
He's talking about hyper-focusing in a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what we're talking about over here, is that when a person, everybody knows Dveikus is Emes. It's a pasuk in the Torah. I'm saying, what is there? Ramchal says it's the biggest thing. Yeah, and everybody believes it. But until you actually are focused on it. Now, I know, again, peripherally, that every mitzvah I do, my whole life is about Dveikus. Peripherally. Good. But when a person davka focuses and he's really trying to work on it, it becomes a very sensitive. There's a sensitivity to it. That's where you'll start to be able to lock into the fact that sin will prevent you. Because when you get into the nitty-gritty of a relationship, you start to connect, you start to feel layers within layers. Again, not just the big madrigas. Okay, we started talking, and now we're buddies, and now we're going to do business together, like these three like large, which is how most things go, like these very large madrigas. But then there's madrigas within madrigas in between. There's so many subtle nuances most people don't think about. But if you get into, if you focus in, focus like a bina, like a, you're analyzing.
Isn't marriage like a better example then than a relationship with a, between two friends?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. For sure. That's the better.
Because there's so many. Yeah.
Then you become subtly aware of where you're holding, and then one word could throw off that level. If a guy who doesn't know what he's doing, so he says a few words to his wife, yeah, she might get upset, but he doesn't realize what he really did. Everything is very sensitive, which it should be, and therefore we have to be more careful. But sin will throw us off from that. If you have the sensitivity of the dveikus, then you'll have the sensitivity that the sin could even throw you off even a little bit. And like, why would we want that? I've already worked very hard to get to this level. I don't want to drop at all. At all.
Could I ask my question? Because I'm missing something. Because when you're talking about subtleties, you're talking about something that's not necessarily open and apparent. Here we're talking about sin. Sins are like black and white. Seemingly, he's not saying like you don't know
what's black and white. That you know it's a sin, or
that you know it's a sin. That you know it's a sin.
We're not talking about that. You know it's a sin. It's the effect of a sin.
Okay, but
you know that when someone would speak lashon hara about some guy, and like it wasn't so bad. It's like a lashon. He knows that that's going to take a hit on his madrigal of dveikus, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He feels that.
But if you maybe not feel that, you know it as a state of knowledge. So.
If you're constantly aware, then you're like the most mindful person in the world.
But with your wife, you know what's going to annoy her, like black and white.
Yeah, but we all make mistakes, and I'm, yeah.
I know, but you know what going in. That's why I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about.
So keep working on it.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out, is there
something. No, it's not so clear.
No?
Certain things, yeah, maybe, yeah, not everything.
A black and white sin? Like this, don't do this, and he did it? Like turn on a light on Shabbos, and like,
It was just a big mistake. Like, no, what is a big mistake? Like, move on. Nothing happened.
World of sin between two aspects, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and other men, other people.
The what?
We're talking about the whole world of sin, both a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu and with other people, or just the Kadosh Baruch Hu?
No, any. Well, Sisna Bilvavecha, don't hate your brother in your heart. That'll remove you from connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is connected to all of Klal Yisrael as a unit. Hold on, Sam wants to do that. Yes, Sam.
Rebbe's been giving the mashal all around.
Yeah, keep going. I'm listening.
Rav Amager recently has been giving the mashal of sports, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Baseball.
An athlete.
Okay, right? That what?
An athlete, professional athlete, has so much, is regimented, has so much built into their daily schedule, their daily lives, whether it's sleep and eating and this and that. And they don't step out of line because they know the end goal of it.
Right.
So like all these three things that were said here, you know, Aleph is his eating, Bez is his sleeping, Gimel is his drinking. Right. Everything is built in where he knows a little bit of a, you step out a little bit, his performance.
Right, that's a simple muscle for what's going on. Right, those players who are super regimented. Someone probably told Rebbe like one mice about some guy, and now he's like using it again.
He's using like, a lot. But it's so Rebbe. Like, you know, like everything's got to be.
Yeah. That's what he also, he's been speaking to a lot of younger chevras lately. I don't know why. I've seen a lot of young groups. Maybe he's been using it. Different people coming to the show, I've seen. High school kids were here last week.
Yeah.
There was a young...
From Australia
was here the other week also.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so let's go. So he says, third line here, it requires effort to understand that in addition to making one's primary yearning, the attainment of closeness to Hashem, one should feel, it's another effort to feel that sin prevents and contradicts his life's longing and goal. This itself is a test. For if one were to feel that by sinning he is losing the degree of closeness to Hashem he had attained, it would be easy to avoid sin. If you've actually, right, if you've actually worked in closeness and you felt the closeness, and now you know that sin would take you away, that would be very easy to be able to avoid sin. But it's not so easy. Since this is something that does not come naturally, it is clearly Hashem's will that a person must toil for this as well. To toil for the closeness, and then toil for the The next level of closeness is that everything else that could prevent the closeness. Mm-hmm. That's another layer in the relationship. Okay.
Continue. If you love Hashem, then you don't want to, right? Hopefully.
Well, here it's love Hashem, then what? You're not going
to
hurt him?
You don't know. If you love Hashem and you're connected to him, then it's just, you don't want to break the connection.
Break the connection,
right. Because if you feel it. Right. Like if you feel
if
that
you
you're
feel it.
If you're
that's the thing. You have to actually feel this, which is what the first half of the Sefer was, to try to get to the place of feeling Dveikus. He did say that, you know, to really feel what he's talking about, you'd have to read the Sefer like 10 times first, like the Ramchal said. Because it's not intellectual. It's supposed to get to the heart, and that takes time. So although we kept going with the Sefer, he does say, if you're not ready for this point, you really shouldn't go fight there. He does say that, if you remember, a few times. But I said, what are we supposed to do? We got to do the Bikias. We're like doing a Ian Bikias style. Really, we should go back. Each person on his own really is supposed to do it. There's only so much a person to go from head to heart. See, head, everybody's heads are in it, right? You're all listening. I'm talking, you're listening. What's listening? Your head's listening. Once in a while, you could say something emotional and your heart could listen. But for the most part, it's heads that are listening. How does a person get to his heart? From himself. From his head, what he has in it, he's able to bring it down. How? Over time with chazara, with thinking, davening, whatever it is. So to get really, truly to the heart of the matter, which is what the whole Sefer is trying to get to, it's each person on his own. It's really a person on his own. This is just the intellect. This is the hope. You can bring the horse to the trough, you can't make him drink. That's what we're talking about here. Really, really a person has to do this on his own. And he has to sit day after day thinking and doing the simple avodas of Kiras Elokim Litovin. The more you put in, the more you'll get out. If you don't put in, so you'll get some interesting information, but it will stay at the level of intellect. See, when we're talking about over here with the sin, is it's really we're at the point where you have to be connected emotionally. Some people are, some people are not. If you're not connected emotionally, it'll be very hard to really even understand what he's saying. And that's okay. For some of us, we're still in the Bikia stage, and that's okay. Just knowing that this is, I still haven't found anything that's like this, that is such a guidebook. It's like the basic textbook that you have to just go through your whole life. You could ask Rebbe if he's found anything else like this. There's a lot of amazing svarim.
Really?
What?
I'm saying,
ask him. Ask him if there's anything.
He always goes
back to. He'll tell people. Ask him. I'm sorry. Ask him. Is there anything that's more fundamental, that's more of a building block, safer in our life, and more than Bavavi? Ask him. I would love for a person to ask him. Maybe he would say something. Like, great. I don't think there's anything else like this. There's a lot of amazing stuff. Mamarim and Tyras, but this is just like it's like a step by step guidebook. I haven't seen anybody like that. All right. Shuzachim. Mm-hmm.